Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 26. And let's read from verse 37 onward. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and finding them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and says unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. That's the importance of prayers. Not to sleep, but to pray. Time for a prayer, let's pray. Lord, we thank and we praise you for this wonderful time. We come before the name of Jesus. We ask forgiveness for prayerlessness, and that we are not tarrying with you in a prayer. O God, forgive. Let's come to God. Let's confess our sin, lack of commitment, unwilling to serve. Let's ask God forgiveness of all these things. The other sins that you are aware of, the things that you need to do and you did not do, ask God forgiveness. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that died on the cross for our sin to give us eternal life. And here we are, Lord, convict us with the Holy Spirit, that you will confess and renounce all our sin that we have done. Our anger, our misbehavior, our misdeed, we confess it before you now. Oh God, we ask for forgiveness. Lord, you promise and you say, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just, you will forgive us and you will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon us and upon our life. Let's now give thanks to the Lord for all the good things that he gave us. Thank you, Lord, for our good health, the provision, the families, the protection, the guidance, the deliverance. Thank you for your word, the salvation of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible in our hand, that we can read your word always. Thank you, Lord, for your church, the ministry. We thank you for all these privileges, the favor, the opportunities to serve, the answer of prayers, the wisdom that you give, the relief when we are in distress. We thank you. We thank the Lord, our heart full of gratitude for all that we have received from you. Let's now come to God and let us ask him our needs, not our wants, but our needs. Hear our prayers, O God. You promise, you say, come to me all you are weary and bent, and I'll give you rest. As we come to you, Lord, you will give us rest, O God. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you. You are a great God. There is no one like you, Lord. Answer our prayers in your perfect timing, according to your perfect will. We trust you, O God. We are knocking at your door. We will not go to other doors. We will wait until you get up and open to us. O Lord, David say, I cry unto the Lord. He turned to me and he listened to my cry and he lifted me up from the miry clay. Lift us up, Lord, from the miry clay, O God. Make us stand on a stable rock, stable ground, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, O God. Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer, for everything you give us and provide for us. Let's pray for our families. Pray for every... Let's pray. I pray, Lord, for every family to be shine for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your help and your support and your strength and your guidance and your provision. And to us, we magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you give us and you provide for us, Lord. Bless all the families. Bless each and every husband to be put you in his head and to lead the wife and the children in the fear of yours. I pray, Lord, that we'll have courage to serve you, Lord, and we pray for the wife to be continue to support us. Lord, thank you for my wife, thank you for my family, Lord, and Lord, thanks for all the wives and the children who are supporting the husbands, Lord, to do the ministry and to do the work faithfully, Lord, to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the parents to give careful instruction to their children, and we pray for children to fear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will, oh Lord, they will do whatever your word follow, and they will do exactly, Jesus. I pray for faithfulness of the families toward all the provision that you give, that they will continue to read their Bible daily together, they will pray, they will kneel down. Oh God, they will spend time in prayer, they will agree to serve you, they will go to other neighborhood to reach families and to plant Bible studies nearby. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue to lead us and guide us and help us and strengthen us to do the work of yours faithfully, Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for your work now, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Pray for your sponsor. Pray for your colleagues. Pray that you will be shining, that you will shine, that people will see Christ through your life, that you will be fruitful. Lord, I pray for each and every work to prosper, that our brothers and sisters are working for their sake. Prosper these. Let them having more income. Let them have increased salaries so they will bring to you their tithes and offering and first fruit. I pray they will evangelize. I pray for souls to come from these places to know you and to follow you. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray for those who have no job, that they will have job. If you know any brother and sister who need a prayer, who is sick, having a problem, that's time for prayers. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Help us, answer our prayers and guide us in the way that you want us to go on and serve you and worship you and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. You are a great God. Hear our prayers. Provide jobs, provide income, heal, Lord, heal the sick, solve problems, help our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our neighborhood, the people that are around us, the people that we meet daily in our daily work or in going to the markets, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, our classmates, whoever we are in contact with through the social media. Let's pray that we will use all opportunities to preach the gospel, to tell about Jesus, to evangelize, to show the love of Christ, to speak, to utter word of wisdom. Hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayer. Guide us, guide us, guide us. Pray for the fruit. I pray for people to come from all these places to you in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will maximize our effort to reach people, oh God, all kinds, from whatever religion or background or nationalities or language. Increase our love to you, O God. Let's commit ourselves now to the Lord that will express the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We'll work out with you, Lord, that will express more love, peace, joy, self-control, patience, and perseverance, long-suffering, O God, gentleness and kindness, generosity, humility, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our prayers and answer us, O God, that we will be like Jesus, people see us. O Lord, help us to forgive, help us to, Lord, we commit ourselves to forgive, to swallow our pride, our anger, O God, that we will be a set example to others in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for the two nations, the nation of Ukraine and the nation of Sri Lanka, these two countries. Let's pray for Ukraine, Lord, stop the war there. Stop it in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of war and fighting. We rebuke right now, Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for people humble from both sides. People, Lord, that they will work for peace, O God, in these nations in the name of Jesus. Stop the war, O God. Protect our family and loved ones there. Protect them, Lord, and guide them, provide their needs and their food, O God. Hear our prayers. We trust you, Lord. You will answer on your perfect time. You will save people there. People will know you through, and you will reveal yourself to them in spite of all what is going on. And Lord, we pray for Sri Lanka. We pray for this economic crisis. The nation will pass it through, Lord, and they will have a source of petrol, O God, and they will revive once again. I pray for our church members there, protect them, provide for them, especially Lord, provide for the schooling of their children in the name of Jesus, that provide them petrol to transport, to go and come to necessary places, to end their living and their daily food. We trust you, O God. Hear our prayers, Lord. We are praying for them, O Lord. Let's pray now for this country that God had placed His church in UAE and the other places that God had extended the church to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, to America, Armenia, to Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi. Let's pray. And also in Australia, let's pray for all these places. Lord, grant us favor from all the leaders there. We provide us the offices that we need, whatever logistic needs we provide, and whatever offices and documentation you will provide for us. You are great God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for your provision. Thank you, Lord. Every time we pray, you have given us more than what we ask, and we thank you for that. And we pray that we will be good citizens in all these places. We will follow the rules and we will evangelize and we will pray for the leaders that you reveal yourself to them, that they will know you. Lord, show vision and dreams. Reveal yourself. Let be salvation flow to the people, O God, as we are reaching them. Lord, we pray for more opportunities to evangelize, to reach new places, new countries, new nations all over the world. Oh God, we pray for the church. Let's pray for the church. Thank you for the vision that you give to the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. I pray you reveal it to others. Oh God, workers, families, that they will catch the vision, oh Lord, and they will start to be connected with one vision, oh Lord, united, implementing your word and your will in our families and life of the ministries, oh God. Bless all the ministers of the church. Bless the church schooling. Bless the youth and children ministers under their parents, O God. I pray also for women, O God, to be led by their husbands, O God. We pray also, Lord, for the publication ministry and the translation ministry. Bless all these ministries, O God. Bless also the church clinic. Bless, Lord, the farming ministry. Bless the watchman ministry. We pray, Lord, for more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted and to be started by you, Lord. You help us and you guide us. I pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on us, that more people among us will be baptized with the Holy Ghost and receive the spiritual gifts that we need to serve you, Lord. Message of wisdom, message of knowledge, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, whatever we need, the skills and talents you will give us, gift of pastoring, teaching, gift of teachers and prophesying. Lord, hear our prayers. We trust you are great God. There's no one like you, Lord. I pray for healing to flow. I pray for blessing to flow. I pray for joy to flow. Bless our worship today. Bless our songs, the prayers, the giving, the message, O Lord. Even I pray that this recording you anointed, use it mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to reach the rich of our church members and workers. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day and wonderful time you give us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and let us worship the Lord and sing to him.
Oh, Yes, oh Father God, we come to you again this morning with a grateful heart, O Lord God, to worship you, to adore you alone. Father, draw us closer to you as we come to you as you have said, O Lord, you have called us by name, by our names, O Lord, you call us. We pray, Father God, that you continue to call us and to come, draw us closer. Closer to you, O Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thanks God for the wonderful time that we have been worshiping Him and singing to Him. It's time now to worship the Lord with our tithes, offerings, and our first fruit. Let's bring it to the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your great God. There is no one like you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you give us, from income, salary, bonuses. And here we are, Lord. We bring to you our tithes and offerings, our first fruit. Oh God, look from heaven and pour out, open the windows of heaven on us. And pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in our life, that no pestilence come in, and let all nation know we are blessed by you. Bless this amount of money and use it, Lord, for your glory to reach the lost. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Today our message is how to be a disciple and not to be a mere Christian. The word Christian or Christians has been mentioned 3 times in the scriptures. And nowadays the word Christians are used or linked with those who are linked with the Christ. But the more accurate than this is the word disciple. Because most of the time, the word Christian is caught with those who are just linked. Either they go to church or they pray before the food, or they are by religion, they are Christian. But let us see what is the meaning of the word Christian from the scriptures. The first time the word Christian mentioned in the scriptures, in the book of Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, and when he found him, that is Barnabas was looking for Paul, and when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So here, the disciples were called Christian after 1 year of teaching. The people outside called them a Christian. The non-believers call them Christians because they can see their life are transformed and they are like Christ. But we know now the word Christian are used by the church to call people Christian. And we know most of the Christians nowadays, they are not followers of Christ. That's why we need to be very careful when we call somebody Christian. We should know and we should prove that this person is a follower of Christ, that his life been changed and transformed, that we cannot When we say Christian, we cannot take them as a disciple unless we prove them that they are truly followers of Christ. The word disciple is more used in the scriptures. It's more than 260, around 264 times been used in the scriptures. And it defines, what is it? The word disciple, it can mean followers, learner, imitators, and people who are willing to be taught and to follow what Christ wants from us. Let's go and let's read Acts chapter 26. In the early church, the word Christians, the non-believers, they called those who follower of Christ, they called them Christians. Not the church. You can see that their life is different from their life. Acts chapter 26 and verse 28 and verse 29. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest thou me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, not only you, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bones. You know, at that time, the non-believers, when they call people Christians, the word Christian is not a sweet word. You know, it is not a kind word, it is a derision, you know, something, you know. People reject. They reject people. And there are people linked with suffering, you know. But nowadays, Christians, you know, nowadays Christians, they are, you know, they are the people who are enjoying the highest salaries, the good jobs, you know, the worldliness. And you know, most of the people that the Christian nowadays, they link their faith with their prosperity, how much they are enjoying worldly things. But basically, Christians, they are people who suffer for Christ. And that's why we need to be careful when we call somebody Christian. Is he disciple of Christ? Is he willing to be persecuted? Is he willing to be rejected by the culture? They were rejected people. Let's move onward so that we can understand what is a Christian, when we call a Christian, what it should be. God wants us to be disciples, and the true disciples, they are the Christian. Nowadays, churches are full of crowd, but no disciples. No disciples. They are worldly people. Even our prayers, detestable. Our prayer, you know, like, you know, shopping mall. Give me this and give me that. All worldly things, all about our enjoyment. But the scripture defines well, teach us well of how to live our lives. In the book of First Peter, First Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16. Say, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as a evildoer, or as a busybody in others' men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. He said, if anyone, in verse 16, if anyone suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. So here, Christianity is linked with suffering, rejection, persecution. people, they consider us, you know, we are, people are not liked by the non-believers. But in verse 15, what he say? He say, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody. You know, he say, if you are a follower of Christ, you should not suffer because you have stolen things, or because you have killed somebody, or you have done some evil. No, our suffering as a disciple of Jesus, being Christian, should be come from persecution, not because of our sin. And nowadays, the Christians, they are doing things more evil than the non-believers. And that's here, it is more critical, the message to us today there. We really need to be very careful before we call somebody Christian. Many Christians are evildoers, liars, cheaters, fighters, immoral. You know, they don't have norm, they don't have stewardship. They are not disciplined, they are not disciplined. In book of Matthew chapter 16, are we learning new things today? Are we learning new things today? Let's continue. Matthew chapter 16, and verse 24 and 25. We will go through the words, we will go through the word disciple, and we'll find what are the criteria that God had said about the disciple. Jesus, what he said about disciple. So we can learn what is ought to us. If we are called a Christian, then how we should be? How we should be? Yeah? Not only Christian, but inside none. Matthew 16, verse 24, 25, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, because disciples are followers, imitator, learner, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. This is here he spoke about four things that disciples should have. First, deny himself. You know, there are certain times that you really needed to deny yourself. I mean, there are privileges, there are pleasures, there are things that you really need to deny in order you will be able to follow Christ. Deny yourself. The second, take up his cross, to carry the cross. You know, nowadays Christians, they put the cross on their neck, but they don't carry the cross. They don't want to be responsible, accountable. They want the privileges, but the duties, no. Carry the cross and follow. The third one, they follow Christ. You know, Christians nowadays, they want the Christ follow them. They want the Christ to follow their plans, their ambitions, what they want. Christ should follow, then they will follow Christ. The opposite. We should be people that willing to follow Christ and follow his plans, and we should be among such kind of people that God wants us to be. And what else? Willing that whoever loses himself, be willing to lose ourselves. You know, we should be willing to take the risk. Because following Christ, you may lose certain things. And we should be willing to do that. When the Christians are not having this criteria, now they are not a disciple. We should not call them Christians. What else the scriptures teach us about the disciple? You know, If we will go to the scriptures, we can see the disciples, they are abnormal. The disciples of Jesus, they are willing to forsake the conventional life, you know, the ordinary life. And they are willing to be rejected even by the culture of the people that is around us. Let us read some of these scriptures so we can understand what Jesus meant here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew 8. And let's read verse 21-22. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me, mean allow me. Allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Now I don't need to speak anymore. It's very clear. The traditional life, God wants us to go out from it. Even our loved one. We should be willing to follow Christ more than our loved one, father, mother, or many Christ would tell us. And also we can read in Luke 9. Luke 9. What is meant by disciple? Luke 9, verse 59 and 60. And he said unto another, follow me. Because disciples, they follow. Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. That is what is required from us. Are we doing these things? Are you a disciple of Jesus? You answer. Luke 14 and verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Nowadays, the Christians, they love themselves. They love all the worldly things. They love their loved one more than God. So we have to be careful nowadays. The disciple of Jesus experienced the risk of following Christ. And let's read example of that. Matthew 8:25. To follow Christ, there's a risk. And we should be willing to take that risk. Persecution, losing things, losing our future, our plans. We have to be willing to lose that. Rejection. People consider us, you know, I mean, we are people who are unacceptable. And we should bear that. Matthew 8, because when we don't bear, we try to do like them, to please them. Matthew 8, 25, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Because they follow Christ, they are exposed to danger. We should be willing to follow Christ and accept the risk, you know. Even certain time we plan to avoid troubles, but God allow it that even when we are well planning, but still he will allow us to pass through troubles to teach us that we need to trust him only. In the book of Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, in verse 22, you say, and he said unto his disciples, how to teach us to trust him. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. I mean, God wants us to trust Him, be willing to go through the risk, and also be willing also to not have convenient life. Not certain time, the life of disciples should not be comfortable. Certain time we are passing through very uncomfortable life because for Christ's sake, because we are following Him. We should be willing to bear that. And also Luke chapter 9. Let's read this story, verse 57 and 58. Somebody want to follow Jesus. Listen to this. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee. I want to be a disciple. I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, I am after you. Many people, they say like that. But where are they now? And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. If you want to follow me, tell you something, sometimes you don't have a place to put where you put your head. That is the being a disciple. And also Luke 14, verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's here the point. We have really to willing to suffer, to surrender, willing to go through the inconvenient life. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in a very questionable atmosphere. And people criticize us, why you are there, why what you are doing, because we want to evangelize. We want to reach the people. Let's read Matthew chapter 9. We are criticized because we want to reach people. The disciples, they put themselves, they go to group of people in order to reach them. Matthew 9 and verse 10 and 11. Matthew 9:10-11. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? He was there because he wanted to give them the gospel. And we go to such a place to give the gospel. But now this was going on. The Christians, they are behaving like the non-believers. Instead that they will influence the non-believers to become believers, themselves they are behaving like the non-believers. Have you get the point here? It's not that the people attract us to follow what they are doing wrong, but we must influence them to follow Christ. That is the work of the disciple. Why? Because when we love worldly things, when our life not transformed, they can easily pull us away. When we don't like to deny ourselves, when we don't like to carry the cross, when we go to the non-believers to tell them about Jesus, we find ourselves influenced by them, and that should not be. The disciples should attract people to Christ, not that he will go along with them. We will read the same in Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, Many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many and they followed him. So here, when we go to such places to bring people to Christ, not that they will we'll drink with them, we will tell lies with them, no. We have to bring them to Christ, not that they will influence us, but we ourselves should influence them. The disciple of Jesus, and we among them, we are concerned about the harvest. In Matthew 9:37, the harvest are plenty, but the laborers are few. He then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We should have concern for the lost soul to bring them. But what's going on? The Christians are bringing the non-believers to church activities, parties, but not to the Word of God, to God's will or discipline. That's what's going on. And we should not do that. We should not do that. We should bring them to God's Word, His will, teach them the ways of God. What more? The disciples of Jesus themselves are willing to minister. We should be willing to minister with the power of the Holy Spirit against the power of darkness. In Matthew 10:1, and when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. We should be willing to work with God against the power of darkness, because when we follow Christ, we are engaging in war against Satan and the power of darkness. And we read also the same in Luke 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. We should be willing to go and drive out demons, and we should be also willing to go and heal diseases. We pray and people will be healed, and God has given us authority, and we should trust Him. In Matthew 16:18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build up my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we should be willing to work with God, to engage against the power of darkness, against the devil. So all these criteria, put it together, then you can get the picture. What kind of life that God wants you to live for Him? What else we can learn today? The disciples of Jesus, they are humble. We should be humble, and we should be having, attitude of servant, people who are willing to serve God. In Matthew 10:24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. So as Jesus said, we need also to serve. We can read also John 13 about we need to be humble, and we need to be also willing to serve. And John 13:5. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. We learned to be a servant. We give service, and we need to be humble so that we'll be able to do that. In the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 13, and that is the last point for today, and God's willing, we will continue next week this message about to be a disciple and not a mere Christian. Mark 14 and verse 13, the disciple of Jesus will be willing to be sent to do certain tasks and certain work. And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. He gives them some assignment to go. We should be willing to be taking the assignment that God gave us, and we should go forward to reach other people and do the task that is assigned to us. That's all stand. Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for your word that makes things clear to us. Examine yourself now. Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to carry the cross? Are you willing to lose your life for Christ? Are you willing to follow Christ? Christ, in his word to us clear, he wants us to be a disciple, disciplined, learner, imitator of him, be willing to suffer, be willing to be rejected, be willing to have inconvenient life, be willing to be out of the conventional life. Lord, help us. Raise up people, O God. Guide us, O Lord. Guide your people, O God. Teach us your ways, O God. Thank you for your word. Raise up a true disciples of yours. Take your word and spread it, O God. Help us, Lord, to persevere till you come and take us. Commit yourself to be sent by God to reach new people. Not that they will influence you, but you will influence them. Sin and come and give up your life to him. Oh. for your word. Take it and separate it, O God. We trust you, O God, that you will raise up a true disciples, O God. And I pray, O Lord, we continue to deal, O God, with the cross who are called Christians, but they are in no way followers of yours. We trust you, O God. Let be our fruit, O God, out of this word that we receive from you. Raise up workers and servants to go on and save you. And here we are, Lord, we are ready to go and move against the power of darkness, against the power of the evil one, to do the work of yours, to drive out demons, to heal the sick, and to make disciples. We bless you. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are the weapon of warfare. The praises of God.